Texte numéro 35. Germany's immigration issue. For several weeks, there has been a heated debate going on in Germany on the issue of immigration and the integration of migrants into German society. Chancellor Angela Merkel controversially declared that Germany's attempt to create a multicultural society had utterly failed.Other conservative politicians argue in favour of closing the borders to migrants from alien cultures, such as Turkey and the Middle East. Politicians and commentators of all shades on the political spectrum scream for a stricter regulation of immigration. What's happening in Germany at the moment? In reality, Germany was never a country that has welcomed migrants with open arms.German politics was always driven by prejudices and low expectations against migrants. Despite the fact that today more than 20% of the German population are migrants or descended from migrants, not many years ago, Germany had an atavistic citizenship law dating back to the time of the Kaiser, which made it nearly impossible for immigrants to get a German passport. In general,The immigration issue has become linked to almost all the other major debates in Germany today, from education to crime and the question of economic growth. It is increasingly perceived as a problem, with commentators pointing to the poor performance of immigrant children in German schools and studies showing rising unemployment rates amongst young people of certain ethnic origins.Since the publication in August of the polemical book Germany is Doing Away With Itself by Thilo Sarrazin, the board member of Germany's Bundesbank and former finance minister, the tone is even tougher. With his claims that migrants are Islamifying and dumbing down Germany, the 65-year-old Social Democrat Sarrazin provoked a fierce debate.However, long before Sarrazin entered the stage, the immigration debate in Germany was highly regulated and laden with taboos. Because of this, Sarrazin's scaremongering appears to many people as a refreshing break from the consensus of political correctness. Therefore, Chancellor Merkel's statement about the failure of multiculturalism should also be seen as a reaction to Sarrazin's popularity. In itself,It's not a bad thing that Merkel declared the failure of multiculturalism, which, after all, is an ideology which places emphasis on the difference of people rather than what they have in common. The advocates of multiculturalism never pleaded for a truly open Germany and certainly never propagated equal rights for everyone, that is, different peoples should have the right to express their identities and pursue their own lifestyles.However, what would a more positive, new vision of immigration look like? Is immigration always a matter of weighing economic and cultural benefits against the costs? Should supporters of immigration argue for open borders and freedom of movement, or treat immigration on a case-by-case basis? Adapted from The Independent Online, November 2010.